It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with McCall, a shot, score!
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn, here's Alexis Downey.
Home sweet Honda Center, the Anaheim Ducks return back to the pond tonight for Game 3 of their Stanley Cup playoff series with the Edmonton Oilers. Hello and welcome into the pregame show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We will be joined by our color analyst, Emerson Needham, here shortly. And then our play-by-play for tonight and the first round, Aaron Cooney, will join us as we get closer to puck drop inside Honda Center tonight. How exciting it is to be back at home. It is a one-to-one series as well, as the Ducks are returning to that home ice advantage now. Could not be more thrilled to see how this building gets going again. The first playoff game inside here since April 14th, 2018. And the Ducks are coming off a 6-4 win in Edmonton on a Wednesday night. We saw four different Ducks skaters with multi-point games as well. And looking back at that game on Wednesday, we just saw some great intensity right from puck drop. And it was once again a tightly played defensive game from Anaheim. They were doing their best to protect that slot area, which is very important, especially when there's a guy like Connor McDavid on the other side of the ice. But you really also had to like the pace that the Ducks came out with in that game and sustained all 60 minutes. So that was a big part of it. We'll see how that gets carried over into this one here tonight. As for some of those three-point guys from that game, we saw Alex Killorn, Cutter Gauthier, and Jackson Lacombe all have three-point nights. We also saw a two-goal game from both Cutter Gauthier and Ryan Poehling. And one of the things going into game two for Cutter Gauthier was he shared with me that he wanted to shoot the puck more. Game one, he was all about that physical side of his game, but he wanted to get back to shooting the puck, and that's exactly what we saw on Wednesday night. And it helped when he joined the top line as well, alongside Leo Carlson and Troy Terry, the three of them playing so well together on Wednesday. We also saw Jacob Trouba net a goal in that game. He now has 20 career points in the postseason. Special teams were a big part of that one as well, as they continue to shine in the postseason, as both sides of it, the power play and penalty kill, lead the NHL right now. The PK is perfect, 6-for-6, and the power play is 60%. And the power play was able to get two goals in that game on Wednesday. Cutter Gauthier and Alex Killorn, those goal scorers. And the penalty kill on the other side was able to limit Edmonton to now 11 shots on goal through the six opportunities through the first two games. It was also the first time in club history that the Ducks have put up 10 goals through those first two games, which kind of goes hand in hand with their goals record that was broken during the regular season. We'll see if they continue that shooting mentality here tonight. Edmonton was without Jason Dickinson on Wednesday and Adam Henrique. That was, of course, game two. Connor McDavid did leave in the second period, but returned back to the game. Jason Dickinson is once again a game-time decision tonight. And we're expecting to see Connor McDavid paired with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman on the top line going into game three here tonight. Two of those guys are still without a point in this series. And you can thank the Ducks' fourth line. They have been the ones to neutralize Connor McDavid and co. so far. So I spoke with Tim Washey about the role this morning. Game, what are the emotions like?
Oh, the guys are just so excited. Just seeing the towels out there and skating around. It's a great feeling being back at home, and we're excited to see our fans, and I'm sure they're really excited to see us.
What were your initial impressions of what playoff hockey was like in those first two games?
Just so competitive. Every shift, has meaning, and everyone's trying to win their battles and find ways to, help their team win games. So it's just a lot of fun, a lot of back and forth, and it's exciting.
Face-offs are your bread and butter, and we saw that especially in the last game for you. How important is that in terms of winning the puck possession early?
Yeah, no, we like starting with the puck. We have a lot of amazing players on our team that are really good with the puck, so just trying to get it to them as much as possible. They have some really good centers on their team as well, so it's making it a fun battle. So, excited tonight.
And Tim, for you on the penalty kill in particular, I mean, you guys are perfect on that end. What has it been that you guys feel like you're doing well there?
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. We're staying tight, getting in the right seams, and trying to keep them outside as much as possible. They get their looks, though, so goaltending's been big, too. Das has been there to make the big saves for us. So I think it's been good so far. We're going to keep trying to build and be dominant on that end.
You've had a lot of attention on your line, and you're getting quite a bit of minutes too. What does that feel like, I guess, from your perspective too, just to be a little bit relied on right now?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's, you know, it's so fun being on the ice, especially this time of year. So, just trying to be conscious of, you know, who they have out there, and try to shut down the other team as much as possible, and, you know, get it in the right zone for us to go grind them down.
What a surreal year it's been for you, from last year to now, national championship now. Do you have any family or friends that are coming to support you for these home games?
Yeah, my parents are out here now, and my little brother. So got some family in town. They're so pumped too to be at their first playoff game in a while. So it's gonna be fun.
That was Tim Washey this morning, his family and friends in attendance for this one. And there is a lot of fans here early as warm-ups are underway. Let's welcome in Emerson Needham now. Emmer, I mean, of course, talking about that fourth line in general, the job that they've held. It's been so important for this Ducks team to have success. And Tim noted that he's just trying to shut down whoever is on the ice, and that's been McDavid. What are they doing so effectively?
Well, they are just going right at Connor McDavid. And how about Connor McDavid? His speed behind the puck, he just enters that neutral zone with 20-25 feet behind the puck, and he grabs it with such speed, with such authority. So it's so hard not to be flat-footed at a certain point, or at least more flat-footed than what Connor McDavid's bringing into his offensive zone blue line. So I've seen several times over the course of the last two games, the good guys, three at him right at the their defensive zone blue line, or even two at him. But regardless, everyone has one thing in mind, and that is go right at Connor McDavid. So we talked about the big faceoff wins. Yeah, he just gets low. He gets that bottom hand low. Alexis, he gets that leverage on that twig. And how about the face-off win? Speaking of face-offs, how about the face-off win to start the game? I thought that really yep. set the tone, right? It was slapped back with such confidence. And, Jack Lacombe grabbed that puck with authority and went north with it. So, look, this is an opportunity for Tim Washey. And speaking of Tim, he's had some great rushes. If he can start delaying, that's going to open up his game.
Mm.
A lot like what we've seen Cutter Gauthier. He's been delaying more, and he did that last game two. That opened up things for Cutter Gauthier. He was shooting more out of it once they backed up. And so, look, Tim Washey has a big opportunity to be putting bodies through the glass and be slapping those face-off wins back, and hopefully that line can get rewarded.
And we know that Tim Washey can also score goals, so maybe on the end of getting rewarded, maybe it's that fourth line that we see get on the score sheet here tonight. As we mentioned, warm-ups are underway. There is Stanley Cup playoff hockey here at Honda Center tonight. We are so thrilled to bring you that coverage. We're going to step aside on our pregame show. Join us when we come back to hear from both head coaches.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
She was the sister who went unnoticed.
A daffodil might look plain next to a lily, but on its own, there is much to be admired.
Now, her greatest chapter is yet to come.
The most important thing is to be yourself.
From the world of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice comes a new BritBox original drama.
Mary, you will flourish.
Based on the best-selling novel, The Other Bennet Sister. Now streaming only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
5 seconds of summer are back. See them live in concert. 5 seconds of summer. Everyone's a Star World Tour. Playing songs off their new album, including Not Okay. Live at Honda Center Saturday, June 27th. Plus special guests. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. 5 seconds of summer. The brand new album, Everyone's a Star, is available everywhere now. For more, visit 5sauce.com.
Hey Ducks fans, smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Ahead of game three, a split series between the Ducks and Oilers, each team with a win coming into this building tonight. Now it is time to hear from Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch. He spoke with the media this morning after their morning skate.
Just, I guess, a thought on option. If your power play is so good, it eventually will come around. But what is the process of trying to get that going here in game three?
Yeah, we've definitely gone 2 games without scoring a goal in the regular season. There's been times where it's been unlucky. It's been times where it's been not very good or sharp. And, you know, for this group to be 30% plus all season long, and, you know, it's obviously there's this little stretch, and it's certainly something that we don't want to overthink and change anything too dramatically.
Connor, it looks like he's flying around out there. Everything's fine with him with the ankle.
Yes, he's always flying around. Very often, even if he does have something, it still looks like he's flying around. So, yes, he'll be able to play, and, yeah, he's good.
Chris, in the first 2 games, you know, there's the usual little dust-ups and post-whistles and whatsoever, but why do you think that this series hasn't had the kind of stuff that you've seen in other series where it's kind of gone full-on Donnybrook at times? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I know a lot of the teams, it's part of their identity to really muck it up and probably more of getting the other team distracted. I think this series has been more of let's play our game, and I don't think any team feels like they're heavy underdog that they have to disrupt the other team's rhythm and flow. Yeah, I think both teams have just been focused on playing their game the best they can.
Is there a sense, too, that maybe you don't want to risk picking up the extra and whatsoever and putting the other team on the power play, both sides?
Well, we've seen that in this series. So far, there's been 3 penalties called after whistles, kind of scrums, you know, and Anaheim had 2 until last night, and we had 1 in the first game. So certainly, you know, it's so so tight, and it usually comes down to a special teams goal. And if you're just given a freebie, you certainly don't want to be losing a game because of that.
That was Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch this morning. And now it's time to hear from Anaheim Ducks head coach Joel Quenneville. He also spoke with the media today.
Expect a high-energy game in the building for sure. I thought this year when we started the season, the place was packed and the enthusiasm was as good as I've seen in a long time. And I think it's been like that consistently all year long. And, you know, I expect it going another level tonight.
Joel, just a little housekeeping. Racco, not in tonight? Or?
He's out.
Yeah, he's out. Okay. And Troy, will he play?
He's playing.
Okay. It's been a collective effort in defending against Connor, make no mistake. But how did you land on Tim Washington as a possibility and from what you've seen of him thus far?
Well, I'll give the guy, our scouting staff or management team, some credit when they signed him last year in the summer, probably about this time, coming out of college, won a national championship, the leader of his team. Face-off guy, you know, can be responsible, can score. But at the same time, you know, I think face-offs is probably the one area that we enjoyed watching him progress over the year. Started down there, got better as the year went on, and then got better and the opportunity grew with us. And, you know, he had the biggest test of our season when he, the home game we talked about the other day. And then he played it you know, when he was out there against, no matter who he's out there, I thought he's been pretty consistent.
Off of that, because you can trust him with those kind of minutes, how much does that, say, help free up your other guys, free up Leo, free up Mikhail, even Ryan Paling? I mean, how much is him handling those kind of minutes enable to ease the load, I guess?
No, I think that, you know, it's going to take everybody. We got four lines that are going to get some exposure. And, you know, he gets a lot of the defensive zone starts. and then who's out there usually? I mean, the probability is pretty high. One of those two guys are out there. And, you know, so he gets that start. He doesn't get many offensive zone starts that, you know, scorers or top guys get. And at the same time, you know, he knows his job description and his line mates do as well. But they're, you know, they've given us energy and purpose and consistency.
Consistency, certainly a big factor for this Ducks team. Something they talked about all regular season long. And when you're winning those draws like Tim Washey has been, they're getting the puck on their stick earlier and maintaining that possession. So something to look forward to in this game tonight should the fourth line continue to get the minutes that we've seen. We're going to take another break here on the pregame show. Ducks taking on the Oilers here at Honda Center. Game three of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Join us when we return.
Hockey's not just a game. It's a clash of sticks. It's sprays of ice and crazy saves. It's slap shots and the scrape of blades. It's an endless series of touch-and-go moments that make you feel alive. Through the highs and lows, you march your way down the long road to the playoffs alongside your team, with your jersey on and your heart on your sleeve, because they couldn't do it without you. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Store is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
To the pregame show, Ducks and Oilers here in Orange Country. Good to be back in our country for it as well. And something we've talked so much about, the Ducks special teams, just how special they have been, not only the power play, but the penalty kill. And Alex Killorn has been a big part of that. He also has the most playoff experience on this roster in general for the Ducks, and I caught up with him this morning. Killer, good to be back at home. How excited are you to play in front of this home fan base?
That's exciting. I know they've been waiting a long time for this. We expect a great energy in the rink, and it's going to be exciting for the fans and for us.
As far as the last game, intensity from the start, what did you like about the team coming out of the gates?
I think it was just more of a complete game. I think even when we went up, we didn't really sit back a ton. I liked our full game, and our special teams were great.
Yeah, talking about that special teams, and in terms of the penalty kill in particular, perfect there. What is it that you guys feel like you've been able to do there to create that success?
I think we've done a good job pressuring them up ice. I mean, the harder it is for them to get in our zone, the harder it is for them to score. I think they're so talented that if you give them enough chances, they're going to probably score on one of them. So we need to just continue and not take a lot of penalties. That's huge.
On the flip side, with the power play, what's been working there that you guys have liked?
I think it's just a different chemistry. I think we switched the units kind of right before playoffs, and we've been doing a good job with our routes, and it's the same thing. We've been getting in the zone, and that's helped us out.
For you personally, a three-point game, how did it feel to hit the now 80-point mark on your postseason?
I know that. Feels great. I feel really fortunate that I've been able to play in this many playoff games, and I just want to keep playing as many of them as I can.
And as you look ahead to tonight, anything that you're hoping to adjust with the team play or just kind of build off of from last game?
Yeah, it's just really going to build off what we did last game. A good start. Like I said, we want to not take too many penalties. We don't want to give them too many chances on the power play.
How impressed have you been with these young players taking on, this full new experience?
It's been great. I think when you look at a lot of these young guys, they've been playing some of their best hockey, and that's kind of what you look for in these players to determine kind of what kind of players they are, and I think they've shown really well in these first couple of games.
That was Alex Killorn this morning speaking ahead of this Ducks and Oilers game. We're going to take another break here on the pregame show, getting real close to puck drop inside Honda Center. Join us when we return.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are honored to help our community. When we learned about a local firefighter in need, we were proud to come to the rescue.
Last year, it was my family standing in that smoke when the Eden Fire took our home and car. The helpful SoCal Honda dealer showed up with a brand new vehicle for me and my wife.
We helped a firefighter with a new Honda, and we can help you too during the Honda Spring event. Get 0.99% APR on a 2026 Prologue at your SoCal Honda dealers.
See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 4/30/26.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/groundadvantage to learn more. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
You did it again. You made us number one in USA Today's 10 Best for the third year in a row. You voted Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel the best casino outside of Las Vegas for the third time. And Yamaba Resort grabbed a first-time win as the best casino hotel. Enjoy the winning atmosphere at one of more than 150 gaming tables, more than 7,400 slot machines, and five high-limit rooms. That's not all. Grab a bite at the Pines Modern Steakhouse, voted the best casino restaurant for the third year in a row. You in? Details at Yamaba.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Stream ahead of the Ducks and Oilers game 3 at Honda Center tonight. Let's welcome Emerson back and welcome in for the first time on our pregame coverage, Aaron Cooney. Guys, thanks for letting me join you in the booth once again. What a treat it is to be alongside.
We got
to
have you back here. We've started this tradition now. It's going to continue for the playoffs. I expect you back here throughout the rest of the postseason, Alexis.
Yeah, we're bringing the energy in here.
It would be wrong not to have you up here at this point.
Well, in talking about being back at home, I mean, Aaron, 24 wins inside this building during the regular season for the Ducks. How can they lead in this game with this home ice advantage?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the most home wins by a Western Conference, the third most in the Western Conference, most in by a Pacific Division team with those 24. And I think you could just feel it in just talking to the players and just how the excitement in what was building to this moment where they got to play in front of they saw the crowd and were part of what you got in Edmonton at Rogers Place. But this has been a long time coming for Ducks fans here at Honda Center. Feed off of that energy and what we're about to experience when the puck drops in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, this building is already almost full. So, Emerson, as we look at this game a little bit more, Ryan Poehling said to me that special teams could very well win this series, and the Ducks are sitting in a great spot with their special teams right now. How important is it to sustain that tonight?
Well, they need to do the things that got them the success in the first place. And actually, if we can go back to some of those power plays last game, Alexis, not clean on the set breakout. So they certainly can clean it up when it comes to just getting fresh bodies out when it is the necessary time. So that's just the icing on the cake. Everything else is fantastic. Of course, Cutter Gauthier's goal, right? That was from downtown. That was a situation where, how did it play out? You had a great net front screen. You had a sneaky shot, and that's what it takes, right? You need to shoot when you have the opportunity to do so, even if it's from long range. So good on Cutter Gauthier.
And when you look back at these last two games, Aaron, I mean, we've seen the Ducks play with the lead. That's obviously, it worked in their favor on Wednesday. But how much maturity has that really exposed in this Ducks team and their game with so many young players?
I think it was a big lesson learned in game number one when you play with the lead for a lot. The three-goal second period, you had the lead, and you had a quiet building, and then you could sense once that momentum kind of swung right back. It was so quick once Edmonton got that tying goal. You could just tell they ran away with it. But I think the Ducks were calm in game number two. Even though you had the game tying goal come right there, they stayed consistent with their play, and there wasn't that not much of a panic, but they didn't fall back into that shell that Emerson talked about a lot, where they kind of, they were not so much of an attack. It was draw back a little bit and protect the lead. I think they learned from the lesson, played their game once they got the lead, especially in the final moments of that hockey game, led to the empty net goal, the insurance marker, and a split series.
It's so impressive to see so many of these young Ducks players look so composed on the ice, especially in these big moments late in these huge games. And Emerson, we know how big this game is tonight. I mean, two games in a row now, we haven't seen Connor McDavid on the score sheet. I'm not sure how long the Ducks will be able to sustain that against him, but what adjustments do you see the Oilers making coming into this game here tonight?
Well, they're going to want to capitalize when it comes to being clutch in high danger scoring areas, right? It's just something that they didn't do as well as they did in game one. So they're going to be looking to shoot to score, right? They have that confidence. They have those long bombs of a shot. I mean, how about Samansky's tuck? I mean, how pinpoint was that shot, right? So they got some shooters. Even the depth guys, younger guys, can really rip the biscuit. So, look, they know that they're banged up here early on in this first round. So they're going to have to just make sure they're trying to shoot and capitalize in those grade A areas, Alexis.
All right. Well, the lights are going down in Honda Center, and the bracelets are starting to light up. Everyone is masking on here. We're getting ready for the Ducks and Oilers Game 3. Thank you for tuning in to the pregame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And make sure to join Aaron Cooney and Emerson Needham on the other side of this commercial break with the call of this game.